Pretty Woman, the musical, which just opened on Broadway, is a charming, well-performed musical in the traditional sense of the word. It takes the familiar story of a well-to-do, important man who falls under the charms of a beguiling female. He falls in love, changes his ways to become a softer, more human person, and she becomes the dominant figure in the relationship. If you need an example of that type of fairy tale romance, My Fair Lady immediately comes to mind. But instead of a lowly flower girl charming a stuffy professor, think a hooker melting the heart of an exploitive, wealthy businessman. To be sure, Pretty Woman is not another My Fair Lady. For one thing, it doesn't have a score filled with hits, and it sure doesn't have the social message of a Pygmalion, George Bernard Shaw's source material for My Fair Lady. What Pretty Woman is a charming piece of romantic theater with a serviceable pop score by Bryan Adams and Jim Vallance. As for the book, the program says it's based on the motion picture written by A.J. Lawton. You remember it as a film that starred Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. To say the musical is based on is like saying a photocopy is based on the original. This is a reproduction of the film, with songs and dance numbers added. Indeed, I've never been at a show where the appearance of a glamorous red dress drew applause and recognition from the audience, just like they were seeing an old friend. Now is probably the time to admit that I am likely one of the few people in the world who never saw the film. This is an important statement, because a work that reproduces a legendary work from another medium comes with a lot of baggage. The recreation must offer the audience what they have come to see beyond a familiar story. Certain situations are mandatory. Favorite lines must be included, and the interpretations of the characters must resemble the originals. I brought no such baggage into the theater. My companion for the evening is a major fan of Pretty Woman, the film. For her, the musical fell short of the original, especially with the chemistry of the two leads. Overall, her feeling was that though a pleasant experience, it replicated the actions of the film without duplicating the emotional resonance of the original. This is more than a difference of opinion. I think one's enjoyment of the musical is in direct proportion to how attached you are to the film. As a Pretty Woman newbie, I found the show charming. I fell in love with Samantha Box's portrayal of Miss Roberts. Oops, I mean Vivian. Her singing is great and her lyrical interpretation of every song personal to her character. Andy Carl plays the stiff, rigid Edward, kind of rigid and stiff. But you do believe he changes for the better, and at play's end, he adores Vivian. Isn't that what's supposed to happen in a romance? As for the songs, I doubt if anyone's going to remember most of the music an hour after the curtain, but when performed, they seem ideal for the moment. For me, it's a pleasure to enjoy the music of a show without worrying about subtext. In Pretty Woman, the individual numbers are enjoyable for what they are, pleasant interludes. The supporting characters are also fun. Kit, Vivian's best friend and professional mentor, is played as a tough, brash figure. It's a type that is designed for Oprah, who belts out songs with the best of them. My favorite supporting performance is offered by Eric Anderson, who is charming, sensitive, and funny as the hotel manager, Mr. Thompson, and is almost mystical as the street-smart, happy man. Tommy Bracco is also terrific as the eager-to-please bellboy, and you'll be hissing at Jason Danielli as the snarky lawyer, Philip. However, my favorite moment in the show is when Alison Blackwell sings a number from La Traviata. It's magical. There are not many magical moments in Pretty Woman, but there are enough pleasing moments to guarantee you a night of relaxed fun. Pretty Woman, the musical, is at the Nederlander Theater in New York City for an open run. For tickets and information, call 877-250-2929. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.